Unless the minister's a good and entertainer, he won't be wanted very long. He'll be fired. That's what they do. That's why we have these organizations. That's why we have these revival meetings or these arrangements where preachers are being elected. When I was in California, in Bethel Temple, Mr. Turnbull was pastor in the largest Pentecostal church. He took me to their convention, and I came there late. And they had just gone through their politics. They had just elected their officers. And they were all sitting on the platform. They all had buttons. Oh, give out. Mazel tov, Zayn gesund. Each one, you could just feel that dignity, that false dignity. Mr. took me there. What are you going to preach about? I said, I don't know. I've got to get the smell of the place first. And I came there late, just in time to make a talk. And when I opened my mouth and opened the Bible to Psalm 133, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. The Lord gave me a sharp, sharp talk about unity of the brethren, where everyone thinks higher of the other than of himself, where God pronounces his blessing. And I heard them grunt behind me. I really did. And after the meeting, one minister said, say, you've certainly knocked the ornaments off their Christmas tree. What are you going to do? That's Pentecost today. What do you expect of these young ministers? They don't know anything about real Pentecost. You read in the Pentecost Evangel, I was there. Well, that's different. That's something entirely different from what people call Pentecost today. You can't until you have the experience yourself. And thank God for this wonderful epistle.